Sarai.
Good evening, dear.
Well, good evening, Abe. You, still have that baby blanket you knit 50 years ago? Abe, we haven't had that blanket since we gave it to your nephew 40 years ago. Well, what about blue paint? Got any of that left?
Heavens no, we ran out of that decades ago.
Why? Is someone having a baby?
Yes.
Who?
Us.
Sarai? Sarai, wake up, dear. Abram was 75 years old and Sarai was 66. They should have been in their golden years, cruising through life in a convertible, playing pickleball and sipping senior coffee. But here they were. Their family of two was about to become a family of three. Hello, everyone. This is LJ Harry, and this is Simplify. This is week 21 of Simplify, and we are learning about the Almighty God. God didn't give them a due date for this little bundle of joy, so I'm sure Abram thought it would be right away. He and Sarai cleared a space in their tent for a baby. Abram worked on his diaper-changing techniques while Sarai went to work on another blue blanket. Then 1 year passed. And another. And another. And another. And a decade passed. Ishmael was born, but still no baby Sarai could call her own. Now we come to Genesis 17. By this time, Abram is barely hanging on to double-digit candles on his birthday cake. He's about to turn 100, and Sarai is nearly 90. It's been 24 years since the Lord made a promise to a then-spry 75-year-old Abram. A lot has happened in those 24 years. They left home and moved to a new land. A famine landed them in Egypt, where Abram almost lost his beautiful bride to a not-so-secret admirer. And a family feud divided Abram from his long-loved nephew. Sarai suggested Hagar for a surrogate mother and then kicked her out after she gave birth. But the Lord told her to return, then Sarai booted them out again. And here they are. It's been 14 years since the Lord last spoke. But when Abram was 99, the Lord appeared to him and broke the silence. And this time he revealed something about himself he had not revealed before. He said, "I am Almighty God, the El Shaddai." Abram knew God was mighty, but he was going to need to know he was more than mighty, because what God was about to tell him was going to take all the faith he could muster. He needed to know God is almighty. So God spoke to him and about her. "As for Sarai, your wife, you won't call her Sarai anymore, but Sarah. And I will bless her and give you a son by her, and she shall be a mother of nations, kings of people shall be from her." When he heard that, he fell on his face laughing. "Lord, I'm 100. She's almost. Hey, I know you're mighty and all, but isn't that a bit of a stretch? Why don't you just let Ishmael be the golden boy?" The Lord had to have smiled at Abram. "Oh, Abram, if you only knew who I really am and what I am really able to do. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm not just a mighty God. I am the Almighty God. Lord, I know you're mighty and all, but isn't this a stretch? The economy's tough. The doc said inoperable. The bank said impossible. The boss said improbable. The Lord has one word for you: Almighty. There are some sicknesses only the Almighty God can heal, some financial miracles only the Almighty God can bring about, some marriages so broken only the Almighty God can mend. It's a good thing the God we serve is not just a mighty God. He's not just the mighty God. Our God is the El Shaddai. So pray big prayers. Bring big faith. From before time began until time ends, our God has been, is, and will always be the Almighty God." I'd like you to pray with me. Doubtless there's something going on in your life or something in the life of someone you love that's going to take a miracle only the Almighty God can work. I'm so glad to let you know the Almighty God is almighty, and He can work any miracle you need Him to work. Pray this with me. "Lord, I come to You because I know You're the Almighty God. You're able to do anything I need You to do. I come with great faith because You're great. I can pray big prayers because I know there's nothing too hard for You to do. I ask You to save and heal and set free and deliver those who need You so much today. Be with us and give us faith to trust You today and every day. In Your almighty name, amen."
I want to give a shout out today to Adam Shaw of Hamilton, Ontario. He's got a podcast called The Restorationist. Excellent podcast that inspired this one for me to start. So I give a great shout out to him for inspiring me to start and then giving me pointers and tips along the way. Thank you, Adam, for helping me get this off the ground. To order a copy of the devotional upon which these episodes are based, you can visit PentecostalPublishing.com and you can get Simplify in print and on Kindle. Next week is week 22, and next week I'm going to give you one good reason I'm mad at my mailman. Thank you again for tuning in to Simplify. I look forward to continuing to walk with Jesus as we walk through Simplify.